didn't turn my mic on. It was probably on during the whole meditation. But anyway, so I've never done a sermon series before, but in case you didn't know, we're kind of in the middle of one. If you've noticed, other than doing a service on Pride a couple weeks ago, and today is Pride Sunday, and some of us are going down there today, myself included, and other than doing a service on immigration justice, all of the services that I've led have had to do with human and had to do with Unitarian Universalism. What does it mean to belong to a congregation, to be a member? We did a service about our vision for the future, a playful one where we invoked the Twilight Zone. And we did a service on faith formation, why that's important as Unitarian Universalists who aren't told what to believe to do faith formation. If you love Unitarian Universalism and you love human, I mean, like, at night, if you dream about it, well, then you probably would like a sermon series like this. But if you came here hurting and needed a balm of Gilead, a balm in Gilead, something to ease the pain, hearing about the nuts and bolts of Unitarian Universalism and human just might not do it for you. And although I and the worship team and Alex and the choir and the band make an effort every Sunday to provide any service, regardless of the topic, making it as meaningful as possible, sometimes the topic might not suit your needs on that particular day. The good news is, however, there is more to human than a Sunday service and a sermon. You can find other ways to be healed here at human. There's other groups, so please find them as well. Find them as well. And hopefully you can find what you're looking for in that healing. Now, as I mentioned, we're going to Pride today, and we wanted to try to get this service done a little bit early so we can get down to Pride. And our worship associate tells me that we're not going to get out early, so I'm going to try to cut some of my service, and hopefully things will make sense at the end. I have to cut some of this homily. So today, we're going to have one more final sermon in this series on November 11th. But today, what about today's service? Human in six words. As I've said before a couple weeks ago, we are about to undertake a congregation-wide visioning process here at Human. We're working out the details and the dates, but it's coming soon. The board is working on that. And as a part of that new vision for what we hope to be in the future, the world that we hope to create through our ministry here, it's been thought that we might even change our mission statement. I don't know. We'll see what comes out of that. I've been told our mission is 10 years old, our mission statement, and maybe based upon what you decide and what vision you come up with, maybe it needs to be tweaked or rewritten. The website topnonprofits.com says that a mission statement should be a one-sentence statement describing your reason your organization or program exists. One sentence. It should contain clear, simple language. So a mission statement that began with our anthropocentric epistemology inspires us to an eschatology of blah, blah, blah would not be good. Would not be good. So it should be between 5 and 15 words, 20 words max. It should be useful. It should inform, guide, and focus us. TopNonprofits.com assembled 50 mission statements from their ranking. I don't know what went into their ranking of the top nonprofits. And they came up with these characteristics of a mission statement. The average length is 15.3 words. The shortest that they came up with was two words. The TED Talk, the TED series, their mission statement is spreading ideas. The longest, I don't know who it was, but was 235 words. Human's mission statement is 29 words. It's in the ballpark. And I think it's one sentence. So here are some sample mission statements. The Humane Society. celebrating animals, confronting cruelty. Four words. The American Heart Association, to build healthier lives, free of cardiovascular disease and stroke. 10 words. PBS, to create content that educates, informs, and inspires. 8 words. They probably could have just said, educate, inform, and inspire. 3 words and just do it. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, one that's dear to me. My father passed from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma, and improve the quality of life of its patients and their families. 18 words. The UUA had to make it complicated. I couldn't find their mission statement. They have a purpose statement, and it appeared in two different forms, with two separate forms and then a concatenated form between the two. So I'm going to read the whole thing if you put it together. The Unitarian Universalist Association shall devote its resources to exercise its corporate powers for religious, educational, and humanitarian purposes. That's the first part. The primary purpose of the organization is to serve the needs of its member congregations, create new congregations, extend and strengthen Unitarian Universalist institutions, and implement its principles. That's 28 words, combined 43. Several UU congregations have a full mission statement and then like an abbreviated form containing 2 or 3 words. And sometimes those words are in the full form, and sometimes they're not, which I don't understand that quite why they do that. Some churches don't even have a full form and only like a little abbreviated form. For instance, the Gwinnett Church, they have a full mission statement, Gwinnett UU, but their abbreviated one is Curiosity, Courage, Compassion. Northwest UU, again, they have a full mission statement, but their abbreviated one is Promoting Religious Freedom, Spiritual Growth, Ethical Action. One that I found outside D.C., a friend of mine is a minister, called Paint Branch UU, no mission statement, nothing at all. All they have on their website is welcoming, multicultural, green. No mission statement, though. I was voted to be the fourth called minister of this congregation on May 8th, 2016. And many of you might think of that as a day of new beginning here at UMIN. And in a way it was. It was a day of new beginning, definitely for me, definitely for me. But really, this coming day when UMIN, you, commit to a newly cast vision, a fresh new vision, and possibly a fresh new mission, that day would truly be a day of new beginning and commitment for the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North congregation. Ministers will come and go, but you, with your mission and vision, will remain. I don't know your personal theology, whether you're a theist, atheist, agnostic, Christian, Buddhist, I don't know. I don't know whether you believe in karma. The idea that the consequences of your actions will reverberate back unto you. The idea that there will be eventual justice for what we do. That everyone will get what they deserve. That's the idea of karma. I don't know if you believe in a day of judgment. A day when the book of your life will be opened and you will be called to account. I don't know if you believe in things, these things, but I try to live my life as if they existed to call me to account. But I don't believe in a day of judgment as an event. I believe it as something that happens every day for me, that each and every day the book of my life is opened and I'm called to account. So I think it and I think it would be wise for human and you all collectively as a congregation, consider the possibility that your mission and vision be more than simply words on a page, words that sound sweet to your ear, yet devoid of meaning and purpose. I would think it would be wise for human to consider your mission and vision to be that which you will ultimately be called to account when the book of this congregation is opened each and every day. When you're asked, what have you done? What, if anything, were you committed to?